Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tony Yaya. You're in tune to the Street News Network, where we bring it to you with no chaser. Today, we're going to be hitting you, baby. We're going to be hitting you hard because this is part two of I'm Sick of This. So it's going to be called I'm Sick of This Too. So you might want to brace yourself, put your helmet on, because we're coming to a pair of ears somewhere near you now. Earlier today, I was listening to a preacher preach a sermon, and he was talking about Jesus and the life of Jesus and the things that went on during Jesus's life. And then he touched on some history. Now, this preacher's a pretty good preacher. I listened to him, quite a bit. And he was talking about the Holocaust. Now, we just finished. We're still in September, and we're pretty much at the end of September, and we just celebrated 9/11, or remembered 9/11. And so he brought up the Holocaust. Now, for those of you who've been in a tomb for a while and don't know what the Holocaust is, I'll give you a little bit of a history on it. The Holocaust happened pretty much during World War II. Somewhere between 1941 and 1945, when the Germans decided that they want to systematically murder Jews in their effort to create what they consider to be a superior Aryan race, a race of white people who were supposed to be perfect. Well, that's kind of interesting, right? Because for the most part, when we look at Jews, particularly here in America, when we look at Jews, we think of white people. And here's the thing that's really fascinating. So unless there's something outwardly about you that says that you're, not a Jew, you are just a white person. But we could be wrong. In fact, we are wrong. Because Jews were not just white people or white-complected people, but Jews were also black people. And it was Hitler's goal to eliminate Jews for whatever reason, because they weren't white enough for him and they weren't perfect enough for him. Well, it's been said that Hitler read the Bible a bunch, but clearly, he didn't understand what he was reading, because if he did, he would have recognized that he wasn't perfect. But I digress. So what I'm sick of is I give credit to the fact that I give, credit to the history that somewhere between 6 and 7 million Jews were killed as a result of the Holocaust or during the Holocaust, where Hitler took out the opportunity to kill these people because he wanted to, okay? We keep talking about it. It happened in Germany. It didn't happen on American soil, ladies and gentlemen. It didn't. Yet we celebrate it every year as though it did. I'm not taking anything away from descendants of Holocaust victims or survivors. It was a travesty. It should not have happened. But we act like and we embrace it like it was an American tragedy, and it wasn't. It didn't happen on American soil, and it didn't happen to American people. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, some of you historians, I'm willing to stand corrected. But it happened to Jews who lived in Germany or Europe, where Hitler was going through trying to eliminate them for his own purpose. Now, I want you to also understand something, that Hitler didn't just kill Jews. Hitler killed anybody he considered was not pure Aryan or people who were not sound. If the rumor got out that you had some type of disability, guess what? You're dead. If rumor got out that you were a mixed race, you're you're toast. You're out. Okay? So it wasn't just Jews that he was eliminating. It was a wide variety of people that Hitler was going after. But I'm not taking anything away from the fact that he did kill quite a few million Jews. Okay? Another one of those great attacks that happened in America was, as we talk about, September 11th, that we just got through celebrating in 2001. Throughout all the theories, conspiracy theories that you might want to throw out, it has been recorded that an estimated 2,974 people died as a result, died on September 11th of 2001. But I'd like to share something with you, ladies and gentlemen. The number's higher than that. Okay? That may be the number of people who died just in the Trade Center. Add to that the number of people who died at the Pentagon. Add to that the number of people who died on the plane that was crashed by passengers who were willing to sacrifice themselves to save others that the plane might try to crash into. So we're looking at probably somewhere around maybe 4,000 people. Now, it doesn't stop there. Because while, let's just go with it, 4,000 people died on that day, there were quite a few more who died because of that day. There were first responders who died after that day as a result of rushing in to try to help other people, and they had to breathe fumes that their body couldn't handle, that their oxygen tanks couldn't filter out. They were exposed to chemicals that they should not have been exposed to, that they didn't have time to prepare for. They didn't die then, but they died afterwards as a result of. Here's another one. Brace yourself, because this might hurt a little bit. There are people who are related to by marriage or blood to people who did die in that building, and they could not handle the loss of that loved one. And something inside of them clicked, and it clicked badly. And some of them took their lives, and some of them are no longer functioning as they once were because of the loss of that loved one. So more than 3,000, more than 4,000 people died as a result of 9/11, ladies and gentlemen. And that was an American tragedy that happened on American soil. We keep remembering it year after year because people are still suffering as a result of it. You may know someone who died on that day. You may be related to somebody who died as a result of that day. My heart goes out to you. In 1906, there was a fire and an earthquake that killed 3,000 people in San Francisco. Now, San Francisco is not that big. It's only like 40 square miles. Okay? Fire went through it like it was nobody's business, pretty much burned up everything as a result of an earthquake. And you know, earthquakes happen in the California region on a regular basis. But this was a major earthquake that happened on the 18th of April in 1906. And 3,000 people lost their life. Speaking of natural disasters, on September the 8th and 9th in 1900 in Galveston, Texas, there was a hurricane that killed 8,000 people. It uprooted houses and slammed them into each other. 8,000 people died. It is still recorded as the largest natural disaster that took the greatest number of lives. That is crazy. In 1950, ladies and gentlemen, we had the Korean War. 36,914 Americans died as a result of that war. We entered into a war that we felt like we needed to be in, and we sacrificed 36,914 of our own brothers and sisters, fathers and sons to that war. In 1967 through 1969, many of you may have lived through this, and many of you may have fought through this. And if you did, you know that I'm talking about the Vietnam War. There were a lot of protests about the Vietnam War. A lot of protests. We lost 58,220 of our brothers, sons, uncles, nephews, fathers, and some sisters to that war. That's only followed by, well, it wasn't followed by, but in April 6, 1917, World War I took 116,516 lives. That's World War I, ladies and gentlemen. World War II, again, we're talking about back up in Germany in 1941. World War II took 405,400 of our family members. Let's bring it today. 2020, ladies and gentlemen, 534,000 and counting people died as a result of COVID-19. However, if we look back just a few years, in 1918, there was a flu pandemic that took 675,000 lives on American soil. And guess what? People are still getting the flu vaccine to prevent that from ever happening again, and yet you don't want to get the COVID vaccine. You run to the doctor's office to get the flu vaccine, but you don't want to get the COVID vaccine. Let me just share this with you, folks. COVID's going to be here a while. So I don't want you to get upset that every year your doctor's going to say, hey, have you had your flu vaccine? You go like, yeah. Okay, have you had your COVID? Ooh, no. I ain't got that one. I'm still holding out on that one. 20 years later, I'm still holding out. You do you. Okay. In fact, it started in 1981. The HIV epidemic took 700,000 lives. Okay. They didn't all just die in 1981. That's when it started. Okay. In the 1860s, the Civil War, the United States Civil War, 750,000 lives. Now, the Civil War, ladies and gentlemen, was fought as a result of slavery. Now, one of the things I want to share with you about this is that in all of the history, in all of the tragedies that happen on American soil, we won't talk about slavery. The closest we will come to slavery is the Civil War. That's all we'll talk about. And see, here we are, 2021, and we have elected officials who are trying as hard as they can to bury the story about slavery because they don't want you to know how bad slavery is or how bad slavery was and how bad the effects still are. There are people who still would like to have slaves and who act like they got slaves. I know you all have seen recently with the Border Patrol folks going out on horseback and whips to fend off the Haitians who are trying to get to America. They didn't have horseback and whips when they were going after the Guatemalans or the Mexicans or any other race for that matter. Why all of a sudden you got to have horseback and whips? Well, how come guns work for the other groups? They don't work for Haitians? No, they don't work for Haitians. And here's why, ladies and gentlemen, because with a gun, you can stop a person dead in their tracks and that's the end of it. Okay? But with a whip, there's a story behind every lash that's laid on the back or torso of a person. There's a story behind it. In fact, there are two stories behind it. There's a story that the victim has to tell, and there's a story that the attacker has to tell about how I took my whip to him. Yeah, I put some lashes on his back. And yet the victim, their story is, I don't understand why he did that. That wasn't necessary to do that. Where is this coming from? Is this American history? It is American history, ladies and gentlemen, and it is returning to American existence. Now, the Biden administration says that they'll look into it. Well, you saw the video. How much looking into it do you need to do? It is for this reason, ladies and gentlemen, that I gave up the Democratic Party, because there's one thing, and there's absolutely only one thing, that the great pumpkin who used to sit in the House of Whites used to call Joe, is Sleepy Joe. That is the absolute one thing I agree with, that is Sleepy Joe. Every one of those gentlemen riding horses, swinging whips, should be fired and should be imprisoned, because everybody they were chasing was not a threat to them. And that's not the way you apprehend people, unless you're going after runaway slaves. How much investigating do you really need to do, Joey? How much? There's not a whole lot you need to investigate. Picture paints 1,000 words if you open your eyes. But that's you. You see, because you got the privilege of being white and can ignore it and sweep it aside, because there were no lashes slung out at you, okay? But there are people who only want to come to America for some god-awful reason, to find peace, to live a life. They just want an opportunity to live like a decent human being. You're not going to find that on American soil now, ladies and gentlemen. We are struggling to have that here. Our government, the people who are supposed to be elected by the people for the people, are only available for some of the people. And there's a problem with that. There is. And like I say, ladies and gentlemen, when you talk about national disasters in America, slavery is not one of them that they want to talk about. In fact, the GOP, the good old people, are doing everything they can to suppress the story about slavery, because they don't want you to know what actually happened. And by the way, the good old people are not all white, okay? There are some black ones too, aren't there, like Larry Elder, who says stupid stuff out of their mouth, okay? Who believes stupid stuff. Larry, I've said it before, I'm going to say it one more time. If you were a slave, you'd find out just how bad slavery is. Kanye, you married a white chick and got dumped by a white chick. How you feeling now? That's what I thought. Not all white people are bad. I'm going to be the first to tell you that. They're not. But the ones that are, oh, they are real bad. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we do something. It's time that we change things. It is. Martin Luther King said it best. It is difficult for a man to pull himself up by his bootstraps when he has no boots. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to do things different. It doesn't matter what color you are. You are no good without the other man. We are here to help one another. We should not be here to hurt one another. Now, I know that, you know, there are some of you who agree with me, and there are others of you who go like, man, you must be crazy. You know. And I'll put it this way. I was talking to a couple friends last week, and we were talking about this very same thing, and one of the guys told me, he says, you know why it will never work? You know why peace will never happen in the United States, much less the rest of the world? And it's because of Satan. Satan will not allow it to. Finding peace means finding God, and he does not want you to find God. There are so many people in America who claim to be religious, who claim to be God-fearing, God-loving, God-supporting, and yet, let's look at you. How many people are you supporting? Let's look at the climate right now. How many people in the state of Georgia who are part of the GOP? How can you say you're a Christian when you're doing everything you can to suppress the vote of a person who goes to the church that you go to? In Texas, how can you say you are a Christian if you stand by and support oppression of women's, a woman's right to her own body. We can argue till the dead cows come home about whether abortion is right or wrong, whether it is the murder of a child or whether it is the saving the life of a, of another person. What the bottom line is this. It's not your call to make. You're trying to stand in God's shoes and be judge. And that's not your spot. That ain't you. You didn't get picked for that one. You can't make. See, prisons are filled with boys who got spankings from their fathers and their mothers for doing wrong. And yet when they got on their own, they continued to do wrong. You can't make somebody do what you want them to do. It's up to them. And then they have to suffer the consequences of it. You can't make them. It's not fair for anybody to say to a woman, you don't have the right to do this, that, or the other. You know, we had a time in history when that was existing. We had that time. From the very beginning when women came here up until the 16th Amendment, women had no rights. We've talked about that so many times on the show. You go back and listen to it. And now we're getting back to that. We're going back to an oppressive regime in this country, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you who have decided that you are Democrats, you guys better wake up. You better wake up because 2022 is up on you. 2022 is on you. And if you think that you got some control in the Senate and in the House of Representatives, you about to lose it. And the Republicans are sitting back laughing at you, letting you do your own damage. So let me bring this home for you just in case you kind of missing it a little bit. If you ever notice, like we're talking about great tragedies in American history. So let's take a look at a couple of them. If you remember about the Rodney King beating, where Rodney King was beat almost to death on the side of a road by several white cops who all got acquitted, what happened after that? What happened the next day? People from Rodney's community burned down their own community. The police just drove right on through at high speed. If they hit somebody, so you shouldn't have been in the street. But what were you thinking that they were thinking? They were saying, well, look at them. They're burning down their own houses. They burned down their own stores. They burned down their own community. Well, if that's what they want to do, burn it. Let them burn it. That's their problem, not ours. They wasn't rushing in to help you. The fire trucks didn't even stop to help. They kept going. They got the call, and they came through, and they saw everything that was going on. They said, no, Joe, we ain't stopping. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. They cranked up the engines and kept going right on through town, made the circle, went back to the fire station. See, that reminds me of when I was growing up as a child. And my mom and dad had some problems. And my mother got to the point where she was sick and tired of dealing with his problem, dealing with the problems that she was having with my dad. And so she had gotten so sick and tired of it that she decided that he wasn't worth living. Now, she didn't kill him. She wanted to. She set the house on fire. He was able to get out, but the fire department was called. Now, we were all standing, me and my family were standing out on the curb watching the house go blaze up, okay? Fire department came. They took the hoses off the truck and the whole shebang. This is when the firemen used to ride on the back of the truck. I know I'm dating myself, but this is when they used to do that. And somebody told them, and it was probably one of the neighbors, said, well, that lady there, she set the fire. And it was white firemen. And I overheard one of the firemen, the fire chief, as a matter of fact, said, oh, well, if these N-words want to burn down their own house, then let it burn. Load up. They put the hoses back on the truck. They ain't even bothered to go through rolling them up, folding them up. They just grabbed them up and just threw them on the back of the truck and left. House burnt down to the ground. They didn't spit on it, pee on it, or nothing. They just kept it rolling. If you gonna tear up your own neighborhood, why should we stop you? So I say that to say this, Democrats, especially you folks that are in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, if y'all gonna sit around and fight and beat each other up, what do you think the GOP gonna do? You see, they ain't rushing in to help you. In fact, two of your own ain't even trying to help you. They helping to keep the pot stirred. Ain't that right, Joe Manchin and Christian Doodlewop, whatever your name is. You see, they playing right along with it. They're called Dinos, Democrats in name only. But I want to move to something else that's really interesting. I want to talk about this lady named Nicki Minaj. I call her Mirage because there ain't nothing real about her. Okay? So Nicki put out this thing last week about how COVID can make you sterile and can cause you to become impotent and force you to have an abortion. But she said a friend of a friend of a friend told her this. So now let's look at this from a real perspective. Okay? So Snicky, if you are who you say you are, you got plenty of money, it takes nothing for you to call your doctor up and get a call and say and ask some intelligent questions and get some real information instead of listening to a friend of a friend of a friend. You know, we always say a friend of a friend of a friend told me this. When ain't nobody tell you that, you made that crap up yourself because you that stupid. Well, that's what Nicki Minaj did. She made that foolishness up because she didn't want it to come out of her mouth. She wanted to act like it came from somebody else. See, that's a stupid thing you say, kind of like when OJ said, well, I ain't killed Nicole, but if I had, this is how I would have done it. See, that's some stupid stuff that come out of your mouth when you can say stupid stuff like that, because everybody always already recognized you as an idiot. So Nicki Minaj come out with that foolishness out of her mouth and said that. Now, the rest of us low people, we can call our doctor, but our doctor go like, well, you know, I don't have time to talk to you because they know you ain't got that much money. But for her, she got plenty of money because she been going around, shaking her tail feathers out in front of the audience. You know, there ain't nothing real about her. That's why I call her Nicki Minaj, because there ain't nothing real about her, because she used her money to buy other stuff to make herself look good. But she could have used some of that money to ask a doctor about some real information about what is COVID really and how does it really affect you. Ain't nobody ever said anything about COVID makes you impotent. Now, it can kill you. And I guess if you want to call that impotent, lucky you. But Nicki and any other celebrity out there that's running around saying silly stuff like this, stop. Okay? No, really stop. If you got the money, call your doctor up, because they'll answer your call because they know you got the cha-ching, and they'll talk to you about it. They'll tell you what you need to know. Do some research. Stop talking to your little noise crackers and listen to the foolish stuff they're saying, or stop listening to the mirages in your head that's making you say stuff because you want to get you know, more information, more Twitter points. Just stop doing it. Because you're making yourself sound so stupid that it's not even worth listening to you, no matter what you have to say, even in your fake music or in your fake acting. You know, at some point, you got to be real. You got to bring it to the table. You got to be real. We recognize you as a celebrity because of, you know, your talent. But we don't recognize you as a stupid person, you know, because of your stupidity. When you start coming out of your mouth with stupid stuff, then you start losing points. And we no longer want to be associated with you. So think about that, Nicki, the next time you want to tell some lies about something you don't know anything about. Hey, baby, I always tell you it's going to hit you hard. You want to hit us up, reach out to us at thestreetnews@gmail.com. thestreetnews@gmail.com. We'll be happy to respond to you. We can't respond to everybody. You might get your question on the air. Hit us up. Thank you, folks. Talk to you the next time. Bye.